Big game tonight coming up in the BBL. The Sixers head to Brisbane. They're taking on the Heat. Undefeated at the moment, the Heat, and the Sixers sit in fifth spot. Daniel Hughes is part of the Sixers. He's on the line now. G'day, Daniel.
G'day, mate. How you going?
Going well. Have you come up with a strategy to knock the Heat over? No one else has been able to come up with one so far.
I think the best strategy is taking our catches. You see, with Linney and McCullum, they're going to give you a chance early. So if we can take our chances, unlike the Thunder and the Hurricanes, I think we're a big chance.
Actually, talked to Dan Christian earlier in the program, said exactly the same thing. Taking catches has become the key to the difference between almost winning and losing in this competition this year.
Well, he's 100% right. Catches win matches. It's an old cliche, but if you don't take those chances, you can see what those blokes can do. They're very destructive. So if we can take our chances, we'll go a long way into winning the game.
Is the lighting different in some of the grounds this year? Because we've seen, literally, blokes like Shane Watson drop balls that come straight to him and he just didn't see it.
I think at Spotless, there are a few lower lights than you'd be used to. The big light towers, they don't really... They've got a few lower ones there at Spotless, so maybe you got one there in the low lights, but I'm not sure there's too many kisses for him with that one, to be honest.
The top of the order batting for the Heat has been absolutely on fire. You won't want to be standing there while you'll get a crick neck if you stand there and watch Chris Lynn whack them all over the park again tonight.
Exactly right. Yeah, they've been on fire, their top order, but hopefully we can find a way in the first six to sort of limit them to 10 and over sort of thing is what they've been going at. So hopefully the plans we've come up with come off and we can execute inside that first six and sort of keep them quiet throughout the middle.
Now, a couple of changes in the squad. I see Silk and Maddinson have been named in the squad. Is that right?
Yeah, that is right. Maddinson and Silk come in, so that'll boost our batting, hopefully, if those two boys come in and get a run.
Not at the expense of Hughes, I trust.
No, let's hope not. Who knows what the coach comes up with. But we'll see when we get to the ground and the conditions up here. It's actually quite humid and there's a bit of rain about. So hopefully the rain stays away and we get a big crowd in and we get a good game of cricketing.
Oh, yeah. Look, the last thing we want after what happened down here in Melbourne the other night is we do not want the Duckworth-Lewis system coming into this game in any stretch. If you can avoid that tonight, Daniel, that'd be a big boost for everybody watching at home.
100%, yeah. No, we don't want that to be happening again.
It'd be a big boost for you, Blake, so you'll have to have calculators in your back pocket to be able to work out what's going on too, which isn't very handy. Are you happy with your own form?
Yeah, not too bad. First game, got a 50, and then unfortunately did my hamstring. So I'm missing those two games, sort of out of my rhythm again, and then trying to get going the other night, sort of got myself behind the eight ball a bit, not really getting off strike too much, and then sort of tried to take on the short boundary, but hopefully I've been working hard on my game. Hopefully tonight I can get away early and set the platform for the boys.
Do you like the gabba where the ball comes onto the bat, you know, nice and a good bounce and all those things?
100%. It's a beautiful wicket. It looked a beautiful wicket yesterday. Fast outfield and small straight, which suits my game down to a tee. So hopefully I can get going again tonight.
Yeah, and you've got to take the gabba crowd out of it pretty quick too, haven't you?
Yeah, we have to, yeah. Playing away from home, we've always got to try and silence the crowd, and you only do that by getting off to a good start with a bat and ball, so hopefully we can do that.
Nick Maddinson, I wanted to just ask you, how's he come back from the test side? I mean, that's obviously a hard thing for anyone to do, but how has he been?
Oh, he's just been normal, Matt. He's excited to be back around the boys, and he can't wait to get out there and put in a big performance. He wants to score runs and show everyone what he can do, and he's been great to have around again.
Is the competition for you taken another step up again this year than what it's been the last couple of years?
I think so, yeah. The tournament's just going from strength to strength. We're getting all these international players in, and they're just, the standard's just going up each year. The crowds are getting bigger, the standard of the cricket's getting better, and it's just going from strength to strength.
The standard of the squads is where it's really sort of upped it, hasn't it? Where you don't have anybody in your squad now that's sort of making up the numbers. Everyone's there and ready to go.
100%. Everyone in that 11 can either bat, bowl, or do all three disciplines. So the standard of cricket's very, very high, and you've got to be playing well to hold your position because there's great players all around the state and around the world. So you've got to be playing well to hold your position in these teams.
Daniel, what about the tactical side of it? Is that all? The ante also been up there in terms of the way you break the game down and the way you break each player down as well?
Not really. I think with T20 cricket, you don't want to overcomplicate things too much. It is still just a game of cricket. And if you go out there with a free mind, stay in the moment and react to what happens out there in the middle, I think you'll be fine. You don't want to complicate things too much. And that's sort of our game plan at the moment. Moses is a great captain. He's pretty relaxed and he just sees what's in front of him and we go from there. It's great to be playing under Moses.
He seems a pretty laid back sort of character. Is he calm under the stress of and you know the hurly burly of the game?
He is very calm. He backs the plans of the bowls and he backs the plans of the other batters out there. He's very calm and he just goes with the flow. Whatever's happening out there in the middle or whatever strategy we put together, if they don't work, we'll go at it a different angle. He's just a great character out there in the middle and he's very calm.
In terms of that, when you have to change plans because someone whacks, you know, 24 off an over or something and throws your sort of bowling rotation out of whack, is there plan A, B, C and D or what is there?
There always is a different plan, but as you saw last night, Malenko went for 20 off his first four balls, and then once you get that wicket, things can change quickly. If you get one or two wickets, the runs will stop. The runs will just stop. So if you just take wickets in T20 cricket, it can change so quickly.
From a batting point of view, and you bat up the top order of the Sixers lineup, are you patient or are you looking to really force from ball one?
I think, as I said, you just like to keep it simple. 20 overs is actually a long time to bat. I think for me, just with Roy up at the top of the order, I just try to get off strike as much as I can, and he can hit the ball miles, as we've seen, and I'll get my boundaries here and there. You just got to give yourself a chance, even if it's 5 to 10 balls, you just got to give yourself a chance, I think.
And obviously, you're looking forward to hopefully getting your win up tonight, and you're 2-2 at the moment, sit in fifth, you're playing a team that hasn't been defeated. It's going to be a big night tonight.
It is a big night for us. Every match is getting crucial for us now. We've put ourselves in this position, unfortunately. But hopefully we can get that win tonight. Like I said, if we can take all our chances, which I think our fielding has been very good this tournament, if we can take our chances, I think that'll go a long way for us being the Heat tonight.
Good luck. Looking forward to a good game. Thanks, Daniel. Appreciate your time.
Thank you, mate. Really appreciate it.
Daniel Hughes there from the Sydney Sixers.